Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
When I used to live in New York, I taught an introduction to Judaism class through the 92nd Street Y. And most of the students in my class were couples where one person was born Jewish and the other person was in the process of converting to Judaism. With these couples, I noticed a pattern. In most cases, the Jewish person had encouraged their non-Jewish partner to convert. But by the end of the year, by the end of our course of study, the partner studying for conversion had embraced Judaism with wonderful passion and commitment. Now granted, this was a self-selected group of people who decided to enroll in quite a vigorous course. But still, the intensity with which these Jews by choice engaged our faith was really an inspiration. One couple from the class, Eric and Kathy, they asked to meet with me one evening. And at the meeting, Eric told me that while he had initially asked Kathy to convert so that they could get married, now Kathy was really taking to Judaism. She loved celebrating Shabbat, learning Torah, attending synagogue. And then Eric, who was raised with a strong Jewish identity but was a little bit more relaxed about his observance, smiled broadly and said, "Rabbi, this is going to sound crazy. I wanted Kathy to become Jewish in order for us to get married, but now she's a better Jew than I am." And Eric's concern was real. He didn't understand how Kathy could so strongly identify with Judaism in just one year when he had not felt that connection throughout his life. I reminded Eric that sometimes it takes a fresh set of eyes, a new perspective, to see beauty in something that someone who has been there all along takes for granted. I told Eric that Kathy could provide this perspective with Judaism. For her, it was all new, it was exciting. And that she, her discovery of Judaism could inspire him. Several years later, they're married and they're living a fulfilling Jewish life together. Kathy's enthusiasm for Judaism and the way she and Eric grew as a couple because of her conversion to Judaism is a blessing for our people. And this morning, I would like to talk with you about conversion, about Jews by choice. There are several reasons that this is an appropriate topic for us to discuss. First, we just celebrated Shavuot. And on Shavuot, we honor one of the most important Jews by choice, Ruth. Perhaps more urgently, I sometimes experience two radically different reactions to Jews by choice in the Jewish community. Most people have nothing but respect for Jews by choice. They fully embrace them and welcome them. But on the other end, less often, thank God, there are less positive feelings. Sometimes I hear skepticism over a Jew by choice's commitment. And even worse, sometimes I hear whispers, "She's not really Jewish. They're not the same as us." If there's one thing to take away from this talk, please take this. A person who goes through conversion, a Jew by choice, is a Jewish person who enjoys all the privileges and challenges of being a member of the Jewish community. Our tradition overwhelmingly welcomes and honors Jews by choice. As I mentioned, on Shavuot, we read Megillat Rut, the story of Ruth. Ruth is a Moabite who marries into a Jewish family, and she forges a strong bond with her mother-in-law, Naomi. And that bond is so strong that even when Naomi's son, Ruth's husband, passes away, Ruth declares her allegiance to Naomi and to the God of Israel. Ruth converts to Judaism. She returns to Israel with Naomi, and there she meets Boaz, whom she marries. And as a reminder to us to never forget the righteousness of Ruth, the Jew by choice, the book concludes with Ruth's family genealogy, the line of her descendants. Ruth had a son, Obed, who had a son, Jesse, who had a son, David, King David. Ruth the Moabite, who converts to Judaism, is the great-grandmother of King David, and she's the family matriarch of our messianic line. Some of you are familiar with practices that discourage conversion. There's a teaching that one should send away a convert three times before finally accepting them. And there is a rabbinic teaching that one should draw a prospective convert close with one hand, but with the other hand push them away. And there are a scattering of other rabbinic teachings which actually denigrate the convert. For the most part, these teachings are a product of fear. For Jewish communities that often found themselves under attack, that often faced anti-Semitism, welcoming converts and certainly encouraging conversion made the community a more likely target for anti-Semitism. The rabbis who professed views against conversion believed that by keeping converts out, it offered the community an increased sense of security. The most infamous and troubling of these teachings is offered by Rabbi Chelbo, who taught, converts are bad for Israel as a scab. Scabs, they peel and they reveal wounds. Rabbi Chelbo believed that converts would similarly cause blood to be shed in Jewish communities. Teachings like Rabbi Chelbo's, products of fear, fear of anti-Semitism, did not change the fact, though, that throughout Jewish history, converts were always recognized as Jews. No matter the period, no matter the persecution we may have faced, from Ruth to today, Jews by choice have always been accepted and recognized as fully Jewish. We only need to look as far as our weekly Amidah to see the esteemed role of a convert in Jewish life. In the prayer, which we recite three times a day, we pray for God to protect and bless the Gerei HaTzedek, the righteous converts in our community. Indeed, we are a community blessed by Gerei HaTzedek, righteous Jews by choice, who add their invaluable passion and commitment to our community. And we don't have to look far here at Sinai Temple to know what I'm talking about. There are members of our board of directors, parents who serve on our PTA, volunteers of countless committees, and some of the people most dedicated to Talmud Torah, to learning about Torah, some of the most dedicated people of our community, and they are all Jews by choice. They are Jewish people who were not born Jewish, but who chose Judaism. They chose Judaism, and they continue to make an invaluable contribution in the building of our community. As Eric, my student in New York, recognized about Kathy, and as so many of us see in our community, many converts are not simply Jews by choice. They are good Jews. Gerei HaTzedek are our blessing. The rabbis teach that someone who volunteers, someone who freely takes an obligation upon themselves, they receive a greater reward than someone who is already obligated to fulfill that responsibility. And it's for that reason we need to show an extra layer of appreciation for our volunteers. You see, someone who gets paid to complete a job, that person should be acknowledged for his or her work. But someone who volunteers to do that same job, they should be applauded. Their spirit of dedication and passion motivates them to choose to be obligated. And that, according to our faith, is most commendable. The same is true for Jews by choice. They're not born into Judaism. Someone born Jewish has an innate obligation to our people and to God. Someone who chooses to be Jewish, they choose to take the obligation upon themselves. They choose to make a commitment to live a Jewish life. Jews by choice do not deserve whispers behind their backs or questioning glares. They deserve to be honored and to be celebrated. As we celebrate our volunteers, we as a community can celebrate the commitment of Jews by choice. And it's not a new idea. It's not a new idea to celebrate converts. Converts to Judaism have been celebrated for centuries, and I'd like to read you a piece of a letter that Maimonides wrote in the 12th century to a convert named Ovadia, who was concerned about his status amongst the Jewish people. In an encouraging and most respectful tone, Maimonides wrote the following: "As every Jew by birth prays and recites blessings, anyone who becomes a convert is a pupil of our father Abraham, and all of them are members of his household." Maimonides continues by addressing how Ovadia should recite our Jewish prayers, which often contain phrases like "God of our ancestors." Maimonides writes, "You may certainly say, 'Our God and God of our ancestors,' for Abraham is your ancestor. Since you have become beneath the wings of the divine presence and attached yourself to God, there is no difference between you and us." Today in our community, there are Jews by choice whose commitment to Judaism is evident and respected. But sometimes I hear this. I hear, "He only converted so she would marry him," or, "She became Jewish so he would propose." That may be true. It depends on the case. And I would be naive to think that all of the converts with whom I work would continue to elect to become Jewish even if they were not involved in a relationship with a Jew. Yet someone who becomes a Jew by choice in order to further a relationship, that doesn't bother me. There are many things, many reasons that could lead someone down a path of religious exploration. Few are as valid as love. And I am confident that once down that path, once this person begins to learn and practice Judaism, the power of our Torah, the beauty of its teachings and values, will prove transformative. One could say I'm overly optimistic. I prefer to think that I'm faithful, in the inspirational power of Judaism to inspire the mind and to touch the soul. Look, not every Jew by choice is going to have exactly the same level of dedication. And it would be a silly expectation for us to have. After all, do any of us in this room have exactly the same relationship with Judaism? For each of us, it's a little different. And in some cases, our Jewish identities are quite similar, but in other cases, they are radically different. The only thing that we share is that none of us are perfect. There are 613 mitzvot, and not one of us completes all of them. It is ridiculous to expect anything else, anything different, from a Jew by choice. Being Jewish, it's wonderful, and it's not easy. Without a doubt, we have been the most persecuted people in the world. We have been victims of hatred throughout our history. We have been threatened time and time again. So if someone makes a commitment to join our people, we should trust them, and we should welcome them. We can do more to welcome Jews by choice as a community. I would love to see support groups for Jews by choice, an opportunity for them to find comfort knowing that there are others that have the same challenges in transitioning to Jewish life. And we can also do more as individuals. If someone in your family falls in love with someone who wants to become a Jew by choice, don't push them away. Welcome them. Embrace them. Help him or her develop a passion and love for Judaism and the Jewish way of life. And most of all, remember Ruth. If Naomi had rejected Ruth and not helped her live as a Jew, King David would have never been born, and our messianic line would have been lost. We can all follow Naomi's example and embrace Jews by choice. The holiday of Shavuot, which we just celebrated, we call it the time of the giving of the Torah, Zman Matan Toratenu. And the Kutzker Rebbe asks, why don't we call Shavuot the time of receiving the Torah, Zman Kabbalat Toratenu? And the Kutzker finds the answer in the teachings of Rabbi Simcha Bunim. Rabbi Simcha teaches that the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, it happened only once. And we remember this occasion on Sinai, on Shavuot. But receiving the Torah, Kabbalat Toratenu, we are blessed to receive the Torah every day as we continue to grow as people and as Jews. Jews by choice, converts, people who decide to become Jewish, as they learn all about our history, our faith, our values, they exemplify the daily blessings of receiving the Torah, of Kabbalat Torah. And as they begin to build a foundation of a Jewish identity, for them, every moment can be a time to receive Torah, Kabbalat Torah. At every moment, their Jewish identity stands to reach remarkable new heights. And as Jews by choice continue to see the beauty in our faith and experience the wonder of Kabbalat Torah, may we have the vision to recognize that Jews by choice are a great blessing. May we welcome them, may we accept them, embrace them, and love them. And together, as a united Jewish people, may we live lives inspired by Torah and the love of God. Shabbat Shalom.